the worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
You can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Filling with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah! So great!
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Because we're the three best friends that anyone can have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. Mickey, three best friends that
anyone can have.
What'd you just
say
to me?
You admitted that you have fun on this show.
Yeah, you did. That's that is going to haunt you forever.
It is.
Yeah, thank you, Annie, for sharing that little tidbit of information with me. Because now, now we rub it in
her face. She's not just an orphan. She helps.
It took a second, but it landed. It did. Welcome to the show. It's called A Freak Accident. You probably figured out why already. It's the best mistake ever, though. I'm Crisco. We got Lazy E here. We got Mickey here. We're three of the normal four hosts. One host on extended leave. Leave of absence. Leave of...
the universe?
Maybe. I don't know. I have noticed, though, that she has literally dropped nothing else out of her life except for this. So...
Well, she has been at the job working from home a lot.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say, she's not quite as active on social media either.
I will take the L on that one.
That's fine.
I heard her on the radio today, and I was thinking to myself, oh, yeah. Yeah, you got time to do this, right? But you
it's
don't have time.
Her job.
So's this.
No, she does not get paid for this.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
she agreed to not get paid in the contract that I forced her to write under duress. And that's not voidable because there's language in the contract that also says such.
It's in Klingon.
Yeah, that's which is the law language of the universe. Speaking of
no.
universes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Mickey hasn't gotten dressed at all today. She's wearing the same clothes that she was wearing at 4 o'clock this morning.
So then, yes, I got dressed because I had jammies on before that.
Okay, all right. Well,
you're gonna take another L right there, man. That's two L's right in a row.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she hasn't showered or anything. She's just been working in muck and mire all day long, and now we get to sniff it.
Ooh.
Do I smell like a skunk?
Yeah, I heard you talking about there was some kind of skunk issue last night, which you really shouldn't call murderer names like that. He didn't do anything to deserve that kind of treatment.
But he does spray.
He does that thing where you ever notice sometimes if like you yawn really big and like that little brat of split, that spit flies out of your mouth? You ever see that happen? He does that. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I thought it was either gleek or gleck or something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
But he does that, right? Except it's hot sauce.
Taco sauce.
Or knowing him, cheese.
Or cheese, yes.
Yeah, from Kraft macaroni and cheese. But what was your skunk issue?
So the dog got sprayed in the face by a skunk and brought it into the house, and murderer did not realize, so it got all over the house to the point where it got on our clothes. So I went to my one job, he went to his job, and everybody goes, "You smell a little funny today." Like, yeah, because you couldn't smell it when you left the house, how bad it was. It was just in your nostrils. So you're just like, that smell is there. No idea.
Right.
Until you go someplace that does not have the smell. Then you slowly start to realize, oh, it's like sunk into my clothing.
I didn't really smell anything on you this morning.
Okay, well, that's good. So it didn't get everywhere. It was just the clothes that we were wearing that morning. But it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
So is the tomato bath thing real?
Tomato can work. Acids will work, like lemon juice, but like baking powder.
Sulfuric.
Yeah. No, we did like baking powder and vinegar, and that seemed to get a lot of it out.
I like the tomato because you make some grilled cheeses. You're just sitting in there just enjoying your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the cheese.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're just in salsa. It's like a Mickey taco.
No.
You're the nachos.
It's a mako.
Yeah, I mean, that all you would have to do is really tell people, though, that you started smoking pot.
We could do that, too.
Because man, like that. Mm.
Yeah, we've passed some customers like that.
When I came to the age when I realized that's what that smells like, I started thinking back to all of those times when I was a kid driving around thinking, oh, wow, there's a lot of skunks out tonight. No, it's just everybody's,
toking it up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Which,
going
like,
for a joyride.
It's such a. I've talked to people. I know people who smoke pot. Obviously, everybody does. You know, do they still call it pot? Is that like a chuggy thing? Is it still
pot?
No,
it's still pot.
I don't know. What's the other? What are some other names for it?
Weed.
Maybe? Weed. Smoke weed.
The devil's lettuce.
That's the stupid one.
I love that one.
The devil's lettuce.
Mary Jane.
That's what Mary Jane is?
That was a 90s thing.
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
I thought Mary Jane was a different drug.
No.
Nope.
I mean, obviously, I'm showing my complete boringness because of the fact that I've never done anything. So it's like, okay. But yeah, all right. So Mary Jane, but anyway, when I realized that's what but I know people who use it. Man, God, I sound like such a freaking square. Nobody says square anymore either.
Nope.
I know I'm showing my age with that, too. But like, I know a lot of people who use marijuana for various reasons, and I have all my life growing up. They don't all stink, though.
Correct.
So, like, there is a way to do it and, like, maintain some semblance of dignity.
Well, you vape it now.
Some people I know do that.
And that takes away the stank.
One of my really good friends vapes it. We were out golfing over the summer, and he was using his vape pen, and he has a prescription, but... it was like, but you couldn't even tell. You couldn't tell what it was. It was actually like not bad, even though I was riding right next to him when he was doing it. It's like, I can't tell even remotely.
It's the ones that like to, what they call wake and bake.
Yeah.
That like, you know, they're just surrounded by it. They make clouds of smoke. They sit in it. And it soaks into their clothes.
It is a disgusting smell.
It is.
Yeah.
Like when you reek of it, and that's what I'm saying. Like, so if it's possible to not reek of the stuff, everybody should be trying to do that. But a lot of people don't. Like, we work in retail.
Right.
And there was a guy a couple of weeks ago.
A couple aisles over.
I could, you know, he came up to me and asked me for something. I could smell him for hours afterward.
Mm-hmm.
He had such a vaporous cloud surrounding. He was like Pigpen from freaking Peanuts, where the dirt just falls him.
Yep.
He was like... I swear to God, I got a contact high and I only talked to him for 5 seconds. I'm like, this is insane that you left the house like this. This is embarrassing.
Well, that's why they need to legalize it, because in Connecticut, where I traveled up with my buddy, he went into a dispensary and you could get edibles.
Right.
Chocolate, gummy bears. The stink is gone then.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have that lingering nastiness, because that man... Like, if I showed up to work or anywhere, like, reeking of booze...
Right.
People are gonna, like, you know, rightfully think that there's something wrong with me. So, it's just, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, dude, have some friggin' self-respect.
Or it's self-awareness.
And like, sit next to a fan or something. Like, I don't know what you need to do. But yeah, self-awareness, too, for sure.
Go outside.
Do anything.
Yeah.
Anything, whatever it is you're
doing. Go air out.
Yeah. The thing that you are doing is not enough. You need to add to it or do something different, because this is just, it's bad. It's real bad, man. But yeah, that, I swear to God, man. There was another time, though. Hello Nurse and I were driving down the road, and this guy pulls out from a side parking lot, and he drives past us. He was driving a van. And we could smell him from... He drives by. We could smell him from our car with the windows rolled up. And it's like, he passed us. It only took him a couple seconds. It's like, man, that's bad.
That's a good way to get pulled over.
You would think. Yeah, like, it's just like, oh my God. Like, how bad are you when it's that
potent?
Yeah. That's like a small nuclear holocaust at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, the fallout is just unreal.
Yeah.
Speaking of Hello Nurse. We threw a surprise party for her last week.
Yes.
That was, you both were there. It was wonderful. There was a lot, quite a number of people there, a lot of her friends, family, things like that. And, it was a blast. And man, I was saying before we started the show, those pictures have been like sustaining my entire existence. It's been like in the morning, I drink a cup of coffee and I look at one of those pictures and it gives me enough.
Because she has that shocked face, though.
Yeah, it's like one of her friends got a picture right when she walked in. Yeah, it literally deer in headlights. Mouth is hanging open, just like a look of pure shock. And that's what somebody was saying, like that is the look of somebody who's legitimately surprised.
Sure. Yes.
It's because it's the look of like surprise mixed with confusion, mixed with horror, mixed with like, you know, fear. Like you could tell like fight or flight kicked in like right in that moment. It was beautiful.
I appreciated the part where she called you a turd.
Yeah, it was right after that.
Yep.
The funniest thing was I was explaining to my friend who was there, our friend, he was actually one of my groomsmen in our wedding.
Okay.
And I was explaining to him like the layer upon layer of like intricate story, and like I had like come up with, you know, a character of like a guy that I needed to meet there who was a client of mine that I needed to get something off of. And there was a whole excuse about how like, oh, he's a chatterbox, so like come in with me so that like I can use you as an excuse to leave. And like I'm going through like all, you know, the backstory and everything that I did, and how like a couple weeks ago I put on this big display with her here at the house where I was like, oh, I feel so bad. You're turning 40 and I've been so busy. I haven't had time to put anything together for you, and I'm an awful husband and you're going to hate me. And she's like, I'm not going to hate you. Put on this huge tear filled performance. And he looks at me, he goes, dude, you're a liar.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me, I'm an actor. It's different.
No, it isn't. That's a full-blown liar.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, Hollywood, when you're ready, you know, I'm here and I can really put on a performance. So.
You could lie.
Yeah, that's what acting is.
It's just
lying.
Can't trust them.
You never have been able to. I don't know why you did all those
years.
Well,
now it's worse.
On the show today, unless, E, do you have a joke or something or anything to share?
I mean, I can't say that one I said off the air.
No.
I mean, it would be so good, though. Email me, lazye at freakaccident.com, and I'll tell you the joke.
On any other show, maybe, but not this one. We're going to keep that in our back pocket. But we've got men think women should be allowed to do a certain thing in public.
Poop.
We're going to see if Lazy E and I, as the men-ish on the show, agree. I'm sure Mickey will probably agree, though.
I don't know if I agree.
Really?
Okay.
All right. Why do you need 4 different email addresses?
3 for junk mail, 1 to actually get contacts.
Why do you need 3 for junk? How much junk mail do you get?
So much.
Well, we're going to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
We got that. We got 8 embarrassing moments most of us can relate to. Knowing my history, I've probably gotten all 8. I've probably done more than that. I could probably name additional ones.
Yeah.
And 15 jobs that are a lot less fun than most people expect. So we've got a jam-packed show here, and it's all on the way.
On a freak accent, which is fueled by Parler Beverages.
Parler is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parler isn't just soda, it's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
And they have additional flavors that come out on occasion. They just had a pumpkin flavored one that was fall themed. I'm wondering if they'll do anything like Christmas or something.
They should do a mint.
They should. Oh my god, dude, that's a great idea.
Just
but
pushing it out there.
They also have a diet flavor that's on the horizon, so they're always experimenting deep in the Parler laboratories. They're mixing alchemical ingredients together. They're turning iron to gold. All sorts of crazy stuff is happening, and they're developing new flavors all the time just to help you get the best experience possible.
So what you need to do is stop what you're doing, go to drinkparler.com right now to order yourself the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. And right now, listeners to A Freak Accent can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparler.com.
Parler Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
So when you think that I'm sincerity faking, remember I only like you when you're naked.
If only we could all be naked more often.
You don't want to see that.
I mean, I see it enough already.
Well,
but,
this is true.
You know.
It's just flopping. It's a mess.
From YouGov, there was the question posed, should women be allowed to go topless in public? Some cities actually do already allow it.
New York is one.
Cheapflights.com has a list of them, which for your convenience, I mean, book your next vacation to, you know, Tata Metropolis, wherever that might be in the United States. So I guess, yeah, someone polled people to see where we're at on the topic in 2023. So before we get into the results, let's do a little sample size here of the three of us. So Lazy E, you are not sure.
I don't think it's good.
That for women to go topless in public.
Mainly because of kids.
Okay.
They don't need to see it.
Okay.
Like, that's an impressionable child that you're just saying, hey, they're flopping around. And here's another thing. Every guy out there is like, yeah, that's awesome. Think for every good one you see, you're going to see 10 bad.
Well, my opinion is, yeah, that's awesome. I have my opinions on this have waxed and waned over the years.
Okay.
But I think I've kind of come to a place where this is what I think now. I think they should be allowed to if they so choose. At the same time, you got to understand, you can't get mad if people are looking if you do.
Right.
So that's number one. Okay. So that, because I think there's a lot of that like mixed in, like, well, I should be able to do whatever I want and suffer no potential repercussions for it. And it's like, well, people are going to people, like, you cannot predict every
right.
conceivable reaction to what you're going to do.
Sure.
So it's sometimes it's better to, you know, err on the side of caution or err on the side of dignity, whatever. But as far as it being allowed, I don't see a problem with it. Reason being, in most instances, and I could be wrong, it's legal for guys to go
correct.
Without a shirt on, right? Now, I know the argument is always similar.
There's
to
parts.
Similar to Lazy E's. Oh, well, there's impressionable children and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, okay, so like, what about boobies is bad? There's a sexual element associated with them.
Yes.
But there's a sexual element associated with topless dudes too.
Correct.
Big guy with muscle, you know, oiled up muscly pecs, you know what I mean? That's gonna look good to some people.
Yeah, the fireman's calendar.
Exactly. So like, guess what? A shirtless guy is sexually appealing to whoever is attracted to men. Same thing. So there's no, literally no difference between, you know, a topless human being, whether it's one sex or the other, doesn't make a difference. Somebody's finding it sexual. And so therefore, you're either going to disallow it for everybody or allow it for everybody.
I'm sorry. I just think society has made a certain rule that we can't pass that threshold now.
Right. They've sexualized women.
Yes.
But it's funny,
that's
though.
It's not their fault, though.
Sure, absolutely. But I have to laugh at the fact that you're worried about impressionable children. Let's remember that all children feed off of boobs.
Not all. Some just go straight
well,
to bottle.
But, yeah. But
I was a bottle kid.
90% of children feed off of boobs.
Yeah,
so,
but they don't remember that. And if they do, you did it too long.
Mickey, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm all for it. Because, again, men are allowed to do it. Mm. If we're going to be equal, equitable, women should be allowed to do it, too.
Right.
And
to me, that's the equivalent of doing that is me walking around with my pants down.
Well,
but
no, it's not, because there's additional,
there's additional
bits in the pants on both ends of that spectrum, too.
But it doesn't matter. That's the way society has built it. We have written it, and well, it's in stone.
Like I said, I felt the way that you did for a long time, too, for the same reason. Like, you know, well, what's the difference? You know, men can go shirtless. What's the difference? Well,
right.
Men don't have boobs. It's like, okay, but that's just because people, whether it's men or whoever, find boobs attractive, and therefore you've got to cover them up. But there are enough people who would find a shirtless man attractive that he should be covering up too.
Right.
That's my whole point. So, like, despite, even assuming what you're saying about it being set in stone, decided by society, a dude with his top off is a sexual thing too. So that's
really
set in stone.
It really depends on where you are, because if you go to any art institute, are you sexualized by the paintings on the wall of naked women?
Yes.
Or you're aroused by it?
Very.
What do you think he did before he had access to the internet when he was younger?
I went to museums.
Anyways.
And the Sears catalog.
Most people are not sexually aroused by art figures.
I just appreciate that he's honest about it.
I do. Yeah. I do.
I get what I'm with you there. You know, I am with you.
It's just a commercialization of sexualizing women.
But
we can always turn it around.
The downside is, though, much like with the ladies, for every, 10 guys walking around with shirts off, probably 8 of them shouldn't be.
Right.
Yeah.
Know, but they do it anyway,
right.
And we all have to see it. So all the same rules.
I don't like it because it makes the bubs not special.
Right, and that's the whole point.
Well, yeah, but I want them to be special. That's supposed to be a celebration.
Well, I mean, one should argue that it should be special to see a dude without a shirt on, too.
But it's too late for that. We can still hold on to this. We have it.
I don't know. I look at it as, hey, you know what? I can still celebrate when I get to, if I get to, touch them. That's still a celebration.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. The seeing of them is like, ooh.
No, but really, honestly.
And then
though,
all these strip clubs go out of business. You're
going
to put small businesses out of business.
I know that he's looking at me when he says
that.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's not my
fault. I'm going to politicize this.
Oh, yeah, well,
do you not care about small business? Either of you?
It would still be a perfectly fine running business.
I agree.
I don't think
because a person who
would be the point.
A person who's just walking down the street isn't necessarily
giving you a lap dance.
Yeah, right. They're not on top of you. They're not,
Yeah, but what if you're just there to see it?
They're not putting their butt close enough to your face to smell. Like, that's not not happening in public. And if it is,
because again, there's male strip clubs that do just fine.
Because they're showing the
No, they're not.
Other parts.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
Some of them might be.
They don't?
No.
The full nude ones probably do, right?
Which are very few and far between.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if there are any male ones even around
here. Not very frequent, but
I was going to say, you answered that.
Sure?
You answered that extremely quickly.
Yeah, no, they exist.
Around here?
There's at least one.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very hot.
What?
It's very hot.
I don't know.
I think I know where you're thinking of.
I was thinking of the one that's named after, isn't Chippendales around here? Don't they have a Chippendales around here that's named after a Disney character, I was going to say?
I don't think so. Named after a Disney character?
Yeah, Chippendale.
Now I'm lost.
Rescue Rangers.
Oh, right. The squirrel or whatever he is. No, he's a chipmunk.
Yeah.
Remember the chipmunks?
Chipmunks. The Rescue Rangers.
It was Chip and Dale were their names.
Well, yeah, no, that I get, but no, I'm not thinking of that in this area.
Oh, well, apparently there's one and we can't decide which one.
Okay.
So according to this poll, 35% of Americans now think women should have the right to let it all hang out.
So I'm still in the majority.
51% said no. 14% are undecided.
Oh, I hate those people. You're polled. Just take a stance. Stop being a follower.
Stand for something. Have an ethos of some kind.
Yeah.
The stats on who thinks it should be allowed are interesting, though. Men are much more in favor of it than women, which is,
kind of what we saw.
Well, I mean, maybe so. You might think a lot of men, like, to your point, there are going to be those who are like, yeah, boobs, but like you would think that it would be more of like a women's issue because they're the ones that are, constantly having to cover up.
Right.
But apparently they don't care as much as Men do.
To me, it seems like it would bother women too, because if they're big enough, you need some support for your back.
For those, probably.
Yeah, so that would cause back problems.
Almost half of guys think it should be allowed. 37% of women under 45 agree. Just 15% of women older than that support it. Yeah, the demographic.
Because they're going to trip.
The demographic. The demographic that's most in favor of women going topless? Old dudes.
Of course they are. They're the ones that are front row at the strip clubs, and they're there all day.
Why do they have to lean into the stereotype so hard?
Because
Well, I should probably rephrase that.
When you're old, this is your time. You can't get blamed. This is why all these people at nursing homes, they're slapping the nurses on the ass, because what's going to happen to them?
Sure.
They're going to put them in jail for a day to life? Like they can't. They're just, this is their time.
Having worked in long-term care, they do get removed from those facilities if they have a track record of
that's
doing
terrible.
That.
Too grabby.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
They've been sent right out.
That's horrible.
Oh, well.
I'm sure the women are just as bad.
Probably.
I say the women are probably worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Lazy E just looks forward to the day when he can be old and just blame it on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Poop my pants.
Yeah.
Slapping people on the butt.
What are you going to do? I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I have no control over my faculties.
I put in my time.
You earned the right to not give a crap.
This is his retirement plan.
I respect it, though. You know what I mean? He's got it. He's fully realized it, and he's manifesting it.
Okay.
I dig. All right. Let us know what you think, though. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Next up, why you need 4 different email addresses. I can't imagine a scenario where you would, but, well, whatever.
Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Email's a great way to stay in touch with one another. It's all right. Jump online and write to a friend and stay in touch forever. It's online.
I can listen to this the whole time.
Email's like speaking telepathically through a machine. Staying in touch is using email better than your best dream.
This guy wants the women topless.
Oh, he's got synths too.
To stay in touch.
Who is this?
It's all right. Hang on.
Say it into the microphone.
I gotta look first. David Lieb Hartman.
All right. Credit where it's due. That gave us a lot of joy here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that. We're gonna use that anytime we mention the show email from now on.
Okay.
Email's a great way to stay in touch.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com. So yeah, you can send us an email if you'd like. But this is from Lifehacker. Now, how many people in this day and age still even use... I mean, for work, you use email.
Right.
A lot of people do, anyway. I know you are just constantly inundated with emails.
Yeah, I got more when I walked in, so...
Right, yeah. Yeah, every minute of every day, he's answering emails, responding to emails, such is the life of working in a corporation.
Yeah.
Right. You know, Mickey and I, with what we do, really don't, on the day to day. I mean, though,
very much enjoy it.
In real estate, I'm constantly inundated. Like, it's a million. That's how everybody communicates.
Right.
So, like, but it's not really a personal method of communication much anymore.
I don't think it ever really was.
No, it was at one point. Yeah. Like, when the internet first was here. That's how you stayed in touch with grandparents and who could use the internet.
Yeah.
And relatives over, across the U.S. and stuff like that.
That was like remember the email forwards and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Like well, first of all, that's where misinformation first started.
Mm.
Was like people would get email forwards with all this completely wrong stuff in it. But like as a kid, I remember doing email forwards where it was like, somebody in your class would send you a thing and it was like you had to erase the information that they put in and then put in your information and then you could send it to forward to 10 people or have bad luck for the next year.
And I remember you would think in your head, that's not true.
But
that's, That's not true, right?
Are you going to risk
God.
It? Yeah, you can't risk
no,
that.
No, not at that age.
Yeah. I did not need more bad luck in my life back
no.
then. But this is an interesting thing from Lifehacker. How many email addresses do you have? And it says, and don't say one. So, okay. How many do each of us have?
I have three.
Okay, three.
I have one for work, one that's for my bills, and one that's for fantasy football.
Okay, all right.
I think I have eight.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's pretty good.
So two are strictly for junk stuff. So when I look for things online and I don't want to give them actual information, they're the junk email accounts. So that just gets filled up with all of the junk.
Right.
The other ones are business associated, things that Murderer and I do together to keep track of bills and, you know, yeah. make sure that that's all kosher, that we can see what's going on there.
Yeah, I have, I'm trying to even count them. So let me think. One, I still have my AOL email from years back.
Although I have a Hotmail, so.
Ah, yeah. So you're in no position to
judge.
Don't you cast stones from that glass house. But I have my AOL one. That is the one that I use for all my junk mail.
Yeah.
You go somewhere, you sign up for, you know, membership at a store or something like that. They always ask for your email. What do I give them? That one.
Mm-hmm.
All the junk mail goes there. My Amazon receipts go there. You know, that's the email address that goes. So all of, whenever I pay a bill, the receipt goes to that thing. Mm. So it's just like my catch-all for all the crap that I'm probably never going to read.
Right.
Right. Then I have my personal one, which is also tied to my Google account and everything else. But that's that one I do use to communicate with, like, you know, if I do need to send something to somebody that I know via email, like if I need to forward a resume to somebody.
Right.
I also use that one for job-related stuff. Like if I'm, you know, applying to jobs or whatever, that's the one I say contact me on. Because that one, if stuff comes in there, I actually read it.
Right.
Because, like, and there's nothing in there that, you know, is junk. Then I have the one that I use to set up my radio social media. So all of my social media accounts run off of that one. That's my radio related. I do podcast stuff with it too.
Right.
There's the podcast's Google account, which technically I have access to. There's my generic real estate email that I use to, like, sign up for certain services that aren't, like, broker specific. Then there's my brokerage email that I have through the company that I work for doing real estate. And on top of that, I think I might have, like, two or three other random ones for some reason. I don't even know what those are for. I never access
them. So how
many
total?
I mean, what? You know, count those up. What's that? Probably close to
a whole bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. So if you're really tough... this says that you're going to have a lot more because one is weak. According to lifehacker.com, it's good to have at least four.
Okay.
But they according to them, there's a reason for breaking it out into four.
Okay.
All right. So number one, your personal email. This is your most protected one. So this would be like my personal one that I mentioned. You know, if I do need to have somebody send me something like a picture that they took or something like that or some kind
that's
of.
That's where it goes.
That's where it goes. Yeah. So protected email address, only friends and other people you want to hear from have it. Don't ever enter it into web forms. Don't use it to sign up for accounts or shopping. Protect it. So
right.
I have one of those. You have one of those?
Yes.
Okay. Mickey, you have one of those? Then an email for apps, trials, and shopping. Use this address whenever you buy something, sign up for an app, or start a free trial. This address will get a lot of marketing messages, most of which you don't really want or need.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's my AOL one. It all goes in there. Now, interestingly, though, that's the second one. Now, this is going to say, though, that you need to break that one out into additional email addresses for some reason.
Okay.
I don't necessarily know why, but let's read on and maybe find out. An email for newsletters. Email newsletters are everywhere. If you sign up for them using one email, that inbox becomes kind of like a curated news feed for you. You can open it and just focus on reading and enjoying.
That's actually a really good idea.
If that's how you want to consume your news, rather than just going to, like, the internet.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
if there's
consolidate
certain...
it to tech news, Like, you could be very specific in that, not world news.
Right, yeah.
I like the idea.
Okay. And finally, an email for your side hustle or other personal business, which
yep.
you know, I have. Like, I consider my radio email address side hustle. The real estate email address is my work email, yep. but mm-hmm. it's more or less.
Yes, and the business has its own junk mail account as well, because how often does that happen, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The address is one where you're going to get a lot of sales pitches.
Yep.
Oh, boy. We get those in the podcast email.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Every freaking week. We'd like to help you grow your Instagram. Let's redesign your website. You know, you want to grow your listening audience?
Are you going to do it for free?
Yeah. Not with you, clown.
Are you not going to steal my credit card?
Yeah.
yeah. It's always somebody from elsewhere.
Yeah.
The United States who wants to, you know, who's going to give you free followers.
Mm.
You know, oh, we'll give you a million new followers. It's like, what? It's all bots.
Yep.
You know, yeah. It's like, ugh. But yeah, that's not bad. You know, if I had time to read newsletters, I might do number three. But, you know,
yeah.
I consume. I'm still on freaking Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it now. That's how I can get my news. I still get it from, you know, in little spurts because I don't have time for anything else. Not bad advice, though.
No, I might adapt the newsletter one.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
Again, having time to do that, I get my little small towns newsletter.
What, like the where you live?
No, it's a nationwide newsletter, but it's about restoring.
Racism?
No, it's about restoring small towns, like problems that towns and cities have.
Interesting.
And all of these people that get involved in how it can be prevented, how it can be fixed, solutions.
Are you doing any of that in Wilkes-Barre?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, interesting. I was ready for her to say no.
No,
not at
actually,
all.
We pay attention to it and
okay.
try to follow through.
Mickey's a social warrior. Look at that.
Mm.
She's making the world a better place.
No.
I just watched that on Patrol Live and see what's happening in Wilkes-Barre, and I'm like, all right, I know what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, there goes Mickey, you know, clearing the homeless out from the street corners. So
yeah, some guy shooting out the window.
Yeah, they're not a blight on society. Way to go, Mickey. Way to improve the world.
Yeah.
They could have used you in San Francisco the other week. Hear about that?
No.
There was like some kind of international envoy came in, and so like, you know, that they have a really bad homeless issue out
there.
Right. And so like people were saying like they woke up one morning and like all of the homeless were just gone, and it was like, what did you guys do to them?
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, no, don't think about it too much because that's like very dystopian.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but that's from lifehacker.com. Let us know if you agree with this or if you have a different method for handling your email situation. And I'm going to ask you to email us. Freaks at a...
Email's a great way to stay in touch.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. Now, up next... we have eight embarrassing moments that most of us can relate to, but Mickey's not embarrassed by anything, so she's going to be the outlier.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. And it's all adding up. I'm embarrassed.
Now, if I was a pro wrestler, this would be my entrance music. we've all done something embarrassing.
Yeah.
Some of us live. It's just every day. It's something new. Embarrassing ourselves constantly.
I was going to say, I just did something embarrassing this morning. I wasn't embarrassed for myself. However, I did say to you, who let me out in public?
Oh, yeah. So we were walking at the end of our shift. She and I were both walking back to the time clock. And she had a thermos full of coffee. And she drank, and she just dribbled all over.
I did not drink.
Yeah, she completely missed her mouth and just dribbled all over.
Yeah, so. You know, whenever I do something like that or I bite my finger if I'm eating something, I'm like, you know, I've been doing this for how long?
Right.
Yeah.
That's always my problem. Like, how did this happen?
This should be the thing I'm proficient at.
It's the thing that one of the things you enjoy most in life.
Yes, eating. And I somehow screwed up every single week.
Yep.
Although I've mentioned there's a coffee cup that I drink out of every Saturday morning. It's a really big mug because like Saturday mornings, I want a lot of coffee.
You want the whole pot.
Yeah, basically. It's a big mug. I cannot drink out of that damn thing. I get it all over myself no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's like the curve is too wide, so when I pour it in, it just dribbles out the sides. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, but it's just, it's impossible to drink out of it. But here's some things. This was compiled from BuzzFeed. I think it was originally a Reddit thread, but BuzzFeed compiled it together. Some wildly embarrassing things. You're not alone. 15,000 people. Oh, sorry. It was an online poll on embarrassing moments to see how common they are and how many of these have happened to you.
Okay.
So these are the 8 most common embarrassing moments that we can all relate to.
Tripping over thick air.
Well, I'm sure that's probably on here. Number 8 is realizing you've had food stuck in your teeth for hours.
That doesn't embarrass me.
Yeah.
People really get, like, up in arms about that. I'm like, so what? We all eat.
Right. Yeah.
Who cares? Oh, something's in your tooth. Okay.
Thanks, I'm nourished.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like the people that have pointed out that I have food in my teeth are more embarrassed than,
yeah,
like, for me.
Yep.
And I'm like, it's food in my teeth. I'll just get it out. It's fine.
I keep it for later. It's a snack.
There you go.
Yeah. The only time I'm really self-conscious about something like that is when I'm, like, dealing with a client. Yeah. I don't know if it has something to do with, like, the, you know, you want to look professional.
Presenting.
Or, yeah, you want to look professional.
You go up to them, you have a big piece of spinach in your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be like a wild man, you know, with a piece of beef jerky crammed between my two front teeth, you know.
I want to sell you a home.
Yeah, that might, they might have trust issues if I show up like that. Number 7, you're in a quiet room when your stomach growls really loud.
Okay, I agree with that. That happened to me when I was at a wedding.
Okay.
And it was like, because everybody assumes you farted.
Right, yeah.
And I think that's
well,
the
you
embarrassing
did. It just
part.
Came out the other side.
Yeah, you stomach farted.
Yeah.
You started.
Started.
There's the funniest thing is, I mentioned this, I was listening to an old episode of this show, and there was a moment where, there was an episode years ago where I was sick, so I could barely talk, and we were all sitting around talking about something, and like there was a moment where nobody was saying anything, and Mickey's...
Oh, the throat
went
like,
I remember that.
And like I was like, wait, what was that?
Oh, my body does weird things, whatever.
Mickey Mouth farted right into the microphone. So, yeah, that is captured forever on the internet.
I'm
so,
okay with it.
There you go. Mishearing someone and replying with an answer that makes no sense.
Always. Always.
That doesn't happen to me.
No?
No, I don't. I can't recall of a time like that.
That you've done it. Has anybody ever done it to you?
No. Like, I can't think of it. I'm sure it's happened. But I can't think of a specific time.
Yeah, no, I do it way more often than I would like to admit.
Okay.
And like, and usually I do pay very good attention, but...
When?
Not when I'm here.
Not here, yeah. I was just going to say.
Yeah, nobody believes you.
That's
nobody
fine.
Hearing this right now believes you.
It's fine. It's okay. But no, it's definitely like, I'll hear somebody say something, be doing something at the same time... Think about what I'm doing rather than what they just asked me and answer them about what I'm doing. And I can feel the glare of them going like, that's totally not what we were talking about, but I can see what you're doing. So pay attention. That's one of those things. I'm like, oh, yeah.
See, the key to doing that, if you're not paying attention to someone, the way you make that not happen, you just kind of shake your head and go, mm-hmm.
I try not to do that to people.
Just do that to people.
I try not to.
They deserve it.
Now, this is... deep liking.
Oh, I have a good story. Well, explain what it is.
Deep liking. Deep liking. This is Mystery Science Theater fans will get that reference. When you're low grade stalking someone and you like an old post from years ago.
Interesting.
So my friend Ashley, the one time she was sitting there and she was like, she saw her ex-boyfriend on her newsfeed.
Oh, no.
And he posted something funny, so she liked it.
Oops.
And, like, right afterwards, posted something else that he posted, and she liked it. And then she noticed, oh, I'm on his page, and liked something from 3 years ago.
Mm. Wow.
That she had to explain to him.
Uh-huh.
I see that. Because, like, Facebook it has changed over the years. And nowadays, like, if you're friends with somebody, you'll see when they comment on something.
Uh-huh.
That didn't used to happen.
It's
but
obnoxious.
Yeah, now, I don't want to see half this crap. Yeah. I don't care about any of it.
No.
But the one was, I saw somebody that I'm friends with was commenting in response to another comment that someone had left on one of her pictures that was like 7 years old. I was like, so like, you know, this dude was just crawling around in her profile and he left a comment on a picture from 7 years ago. And then she commented in reply. Because you imagine like getting a notification on that?
Oh, that's embarrassing. I mean, well, it's creepy for the person that gets the notification.
Yeah.
For the person that does it. That's embarrassing.
And now we all see it because we see her commenting on this post from 7 years ago. And you're like, why is this coming up? Oh, okay.
This guy's creeping.
Yeah. The door says pull, but you push instead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Literally happened at Mary's Hello Nurses.
Yes, you were having a hard time getting in.
Yeah. There was the door to the bar. Both going one way and then coming back the other way, me and my friend Chris couldn't figure out that damn door. Does it open what that way or this way? It looks like it could be both. I can't figure it out. You try to take a sip of something and completely miss your mouth.
Hi! It's Mickey!
It's embarrassing.
87% of people say it's happened with a drink or with food.
I feel like I should walk around with a bib on sometimes because it does happen pretty often.
Have you considered investing in a straw?
Maybe.
Or investing in a parka.
I like that idea better.
See?
Because the straw will cause me to want to drink all of it all at the same time.
Is that what straws do to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a... I don't have control when I have a straw. I just keep.
You don't have control when
it.
You gulp either, apparently, well, because
clearly.
You spill it all over your face. Number two, texting the wrong person.
Yes, I've done that. The one time, this is how bad it was. The one friend of mine was being a big B, and I went to go text my friend Ed about it, and I texted her.
Oops.
I was like, I was going to tell you anyways. No, I wasn't. I just had to hide the fact that I did it.
Mm.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever... I know people have done it to me where I'll get like a really odd answer to something that I've texted them. And like an hour later, they'll reply back. They're like, that was another conversation I was having. I'm like,
Yeah, you're bad with interpreting that stuff. Like when I sent you the date for Hello Nurse's surprise party, you got it wrong. Although two other people got it wrong, too.
So...
And thought it was the same date. So either I'm a horrible communicator or a lot of my friends have lead poisoning.
I think they have lead poisoning because I got it right.
Yeah, see?
Or maybe I have lead poisoning and that's why I got it right.
I had to resend the text that I originally sent to multiple people saying, no, this is the date that I gave you and that's the one, that's when it is.
To my understanding, I was looking at my calendar.
Okay. All right.
So that was because I was driving, so that was the only thing I could really like look at without getting myself in trouble.
Yeah. I've texted or messaged the wrong person before. Like just you're real quick trying to go over something and your finger just slips and you hit the wrong thing and you're not paying attention and you just pop it out. That's why people ask me all the time, why do you have two phones? You know, one for my business, one for personal. And I say, well, number one, I like to be able to, at times, turn my business off.
Sure.
Certain times of night, certain occasions. I don't want to get calls from clients.
Right.
Leave a voicemail. Nothing is that urgent that it's going to happen within the next freaking, you know, especially if it's after hours.
Right.
All the banks are closed. Nothing's happening right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. And number two, if you could see some of the stuff that I send to some of my friends,
you don't want that going to a client.
Never want to accidentally send some of that stuff, you know, to a professional relationship. Nope. And finally, number one, tripping or falling in public.
Done it.
The worst one is when I was walking up the work stairs and I fell up.
Oh, I do that a lot.
That's the worst.
I do that. I just did that a couple weeks ago at the house.
See, falling down stairs, it just seems better. Society has put it that way, like boobs should be covered. But when you fall up, there's something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, the worst thing than falling is that weird dance that you do when you try to catch yourself and prevent from falling, because that just looks silly and foolish.
Like, I very much enjoy it.
Yeah. If you just let yourself fall, yeah, you might bruise your dignity, but you're not going to make an ass of yourself. Whereas if you try to catch yourself, that's just, and sometimes you make it worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy it. I do all sorts of fun moves when I try to catch myself.
You make a note. We got to figure out a way to trip Mickey sometime.
I'll just push her.
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I want to see the flailing, flightless bird trying desperately to reach the sky.
Not falling down!
Let us know if you've had any of these embarrassing moments.
Email's a great way to stay in touch.
Yeah, so freaksinafreakaccident.com, and you know what? We'll even save you the embarrassment. We'll keep you anonymous if you want. But let us know if something embarrassing happened to you, and we'd love to hear that. Finally, to wrap up the show, 15 jobs that are a lot less fun than most people expect.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
All we really want is some American fun.
Yeah. All right. So there are... Wow. That frog came from somewhere.
Hardcore throat butter.
I don't like thinking about that at all. There are jobs out there that, man, you know what? You'll sit there and you'll see people working those jobs.
I want to do that.
Oh, my God. That looks amazing. It looks so fun. I bet it's so... No. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear what's on this list. Lazy E, you have the list there?
Yeah. The one you think is fun that I thought would be fun is anything freelance.
Oh, hell no. Who would think that would be fun?
Well, they said the people gave the reason why. Finding work is a hassle, getting paid is a hassle, and you're on your own for benefits and retirement.
Yes,
when that
you're
hit me,
self-employed.
That hit me. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, like independent contractor type stuff.
Yeah. You know, everything that I do. Yeah.
Somebody mentioned it being hard to get paid. Yeah, like even if you're doing like freelance photography or something like that,
sure.
Like where your work is getting published in newspapers, magazines, what have you. You're not on their payroll, so getting them to pay you is an effing nightmare.
Yippers.
Forget about it.
I'm going to kill the dream of a lot of local musicians. Being a touring musician is on this list.
Sure.
They say it's boring, there's too much waiting around, and there's also the travel grind and unusual hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, you have time... probably before a show, maybe to see a little bit of the city that you're in. And that's only if you're lucky, I would assume.
I mean, really, that's like any job that requires you to travel. Because that used to be my friends' conversations with me all the time. I was all over the U.S. And they're like, oh, it must be such a great job. I'm like, I don't get any sleep, nor do I get to see you guys at least 8 months out of the year.
Right.
And I don't get to see the cities I'm in 90% of the time because I'm working.
Right.
A lot of people, like I've talked to some musicians and they don't even know where they're at.
Sure.
They don't know what state they're in. Like when they go out and say, hey, wherever, they're told that before they go on stage.
Right. Yeah. You're in St. Louis today. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Cool.
This one's sad because this just killed the little kid in me. Video game testing.
I could see that being obnoxious.
Testing? Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you got to figure.
Finding all the flaws, figuring out. Yeah.
If you're getting early access, there's a ton of glitches probably. There's stuff. You're getting stuff that's not finished. You don't have full access to the full breadth of the game.
Well, they said you're also testing the same elements over and over and over again.
Right.
And it's mindless and repetitive.
Yeah.
So that's... That just a little kid in me died right there. I know this is just right off the top. I've done it, bartending.
Yeah,
people think it's fun because they see the bartender that has like the good job. that's making all these tips, that gets to talk with people and everything. They're not seeing the side where you have to deal with drunken idiots.
Right.
And you have to, like, babysit.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
Oh, yeah. And you're constantly hustling. There's always something to do. You're taking new orders and everything else. I mean, maybe if you're working at, like, a dive or something, you might have some of your regular clients.
But then your tips aren't that great.
Yeah, your tips aren't great. You know, you're working long, probably weird hours, you know, for not that much money. And at the same time, then you got to play therapist to half these people with their stupid problems. And it's like, who wants to put up with all that?
And staying on that topic, beer brewing. And I know people always want to work in the breweries. It's like, it's physical work.
Sure.
Like a lot of physical work. You're carrying around kegs. You're moving around stuff. You don't just drink beer. Yeah, you probably get some free stuff in the end of the week or something like that.
You want to be a taste tester if that's your goal.
And much like the booby conversation, for every good beer you try, you're going to try 10 that are bad. So I'm going to add that to the list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working in tech.
Yeah, it's a lot of... I mean, I know people who do it, who enjoy it.
Sure.
But there's a lot of... It's a lot of monotony. It's a lot of long hours just sitting there staring at line after line after line of code, trying to find the one thing that isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Well, yeah, the person on this list said long, stressful hours.
Yeah, totally.
Same with the touring thing. This is kind of repetitive. Traveling salesperson.
Yeah.
Because they think the idea of... Oh, I'm traveling to state to state, and I get to see the country and everything like that. But in reality, it's just an endless cycle of airports, hotels, and boardrooms, hotel, airport, with no sightseeing or
anything.
That's
what I was
going
to say. Yeah, you see the country, you see airports.
Yes.
You see pictures of nice places hanging on the walls of the tarp.
You could mark down places that you want to visit eventually.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, the other thing is, too, with the traveling thing, sorry, you're on company time. Like, they're not paying you to have a lovely excursion one day where you get to see the sights. Yeah, like, they want you in, doing the job, and then back on that freaking plane and getting to the next thing as fast as possible. That's what they want.
The one that scares me, I would not want to, and Crisco, I think you're on the same plane as me. Someone thinks it's awesome to be a scuba instructor. Yeah, be underwater the whole time. That's terrifying.
I mean, for me, the more annoying thing about that would be having to teach these yuppies how to do it every single day. You're an instructor. Like, if it was just, you know, you chilling, I mean, it's probably not.
And trying to explain to somebody that if you shoot up too fast, you're going to get the bends. Right. Or if you drop in too fast, and you know there's people out there like, oh, yeah, whatever, and... Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying. Like, you have to cure people with a sore ear because they, what they call equalize.
Right.
They can't do that.
Yep.
The next one, I never thought of this as a fun job. Park ranger?
Oh, I've thought about that. That might be something enjoyable to do.
I think my uncle did that for a couple of years. Or some form of that, where, like, he lived on the property. Like, that was, like, part of his payment was, like, here's a house, but you need to take care of all this acreage and make sure that everybody's safe.
Well, that kind of goes by what one ranger says in this. He goes, one ranger said, you're basically paid in smiles and sunsets. You're not paid in actual money.
I mean, it does pay not well. But, yeah, like, you got to figure a lot of those jobs, especially those ones where people are in the fire towers.
Right.
You're there. You're alone. There's really no cell service.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not getting anything, you know, really.
You really have to enjoy nature.
Yeah, you're just standing there watching for fires. And then a lot of those other jobs, just you drive around the park making sure that nobody's drinking or having sex.
Yep.
That's all you're doing.
You're seeing the nastiness of the world in all forms.
Yeah, and then everybody gives you attitude every time.
I know this one isn't fun just by someone I know. They say working at Disneyland or Disney World.
Sure.
My friend said you basically are a slave to them.
Yep.
You don't get full time.
You will entertain the families and you will like it.
But they do have underground tunnels.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely true.
But they are.
They work you to the bone. Yep. And again, they don't give you full time. They'll work you part time and work you double hours.
They don't want to pay your benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Evil corporation.
And this one, I don't get why people think it's fun. Doggy daycare. Yeah, you get to play with dogs. You also have to smell the poop and clean it.
I worked at one. Right. You have to pick up poop. You have to clean the animals. You have to make sure the animals aren't fighting. Like, it's a high-stress job,
yeah,
honestly.
They're also not your dogs, and most people don't know how to properly train their animals. So you're putting up with somebody else's misbehaved monster.
Yes. Yeah. Now, did you ever want a job in secretive information?
Like being a spy?
An exciting world? Well, what about being in the FBI?
I did want to work for the feds when I was young.
Well, time to kill your childhood.
You know what made me want to work for the FBI was the movie Point Break. Because, like, you know, they were in the...
I was thinking the X-Files, but...
No, well, I mean, the X-Files was fun, too, but, I mean, more so, like, I loved the idea of, like, you know, oh, being an investigator that, like, tried to track people who were robbing banks, you know, like, that seemed, like, really interesting. No. And then it was, like, after 9/11, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, you track down terrorists and you keep them from doing, you know, bad things. And
no,
it's not like that at all.
Yeah, no, they explain you're a government slave spending 99% of your time working ridiculous hours in a cube, disconnected from reality and human emotion, and 1% of their time is doing something cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's one of those things you realize, like, wow, of all the people who work in the FBI, the number who get to the point where they get to work on the interesting cases, it's like a handful relative to the overall.
And they keep those jobs forever.
Right, yeah. Everybody else, you are working the crappiest positions.
In paper pusher.
Most garbage circumstances. Yep, you are the backup for all of those people. Here, scan all of these things that I need. Okay.
This is another one that I didn't think would be fun because it just seems gross. Tattoo artist and body piercer.
Yeah.
Because, it, like they said, well, people generally have dumb ideas and boring ideas, so you don't get to do art.
Right.
And on top of it, don't shower enough, people.
Well, people, the, you know, people you're working on, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're about to get a tattoo, this is just a lesson. Get a shower. Put on some deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take care of yourself.
I mean, you know.
And that goes if you're going to a Comic-Con.
God, he's back on this again.
Like, for the love of God, just wear some GD deodorant.
He hates
Why don't
these
you
people.
Just bring a can of Febreze with you? Jeez.
Because that's rude.
Just plug your nose. Yeah, God.
I shouldn't have to. No, because then you could taste it. It's so thick.
I mean, going back to the tattoo artist thing, I mean, you've got to really love what you do.
Right.
Because, I mean, you got my guy who did mine. It's 8 hours. Where he's hunched over in an uncomfortable position, just like going over these lines over and over and over again. It's like, oh my God, like that, unless you really love what you do, that's got to be brutal.
And the final one, which seems like such a fun job, especially if you like hockey, is driving a Zamboni. I drove one once. I got to drive one. And it is boring.
Yeah.
It only goes like half a mile an hour.
Well, you flip a few levers at the start, flip them again when you're done, drive in a circle for the rest of it. Stress goes through the roof when something breaks.
Yep.
So, see? Even Zampones are a piece of crap.
Yeah. I feel like we got to offset this with, like, jobs that look fun but are fun. Like, are there any of those?
I'll tell you, you know, as much of the crap as I put up with, radio's fun.
I was going to say, like, radio was a lot of fun. It is not what I think most people expect that it is.
Well, people think it's just free concerts and you know, you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah, no.
It's not that, but when you hone in your craft and you have your expectations in the right order... It's fun.
It is still a job, though.
Oh, yeah. There is a job portion.
There's a lot of rote monotony to it, and it is not glamorous. But there are elements in radio that are probably more fun than anything I've done anywhere else. So, you know, it's got the highest of highs, you know, to offset the stuff that is just like, wow, I'm just sitting in this office uploading commercials all day.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But imagine if you got to do it while riding in a Zamboni. Oh, my God. That would be awesome. Shirtless.
Unless you're a lady, then you're
covered
up.
Well, yeah, if you're a lady, you're covered up because that's what society says.
Is there anything you'd add to this list? Send us an email.
Email's great way to stay in touch.
God, I've created a monster. Freaks at a freakaccident.com. That wraps up this episode of the show. Thank you a ton for listening. We really do appreciate it every time you do. Make sure you keep listening, though. Subscribe to the show wherever it is that you get your podcast from. Leave us a good review. And obviously, as you're waiting for next week's episode, which is not new, because next week is Thanksgiving.
But we will have a best of. You get to relive the moments that you loved and relive some moments that you may not have listened to before.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, especially if you've come on more recently to listening to the show, you may not have heard a lot of the older stuff. So we got a best of for you next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode. And in the meantime, though, head to our website, afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, afreakaccident.com. I got to say it that way. You can go to the podcast section, because if you're listening to podcasts on like Spotify or whatever, you're not going to get access to all 400 plus episodes, because we did pass number 400 recently.
Wow. I almost said the F word.
You know what? You know what? You do stink. How about that? So
now you tell me.
So you can get all of those episodes in the podcast section, though. You can visit the shop. You can get a T-shirt. Got a couple of cool shirts up there with more coming. You can request free stickers. There's a form in the shop. Very simple. Just put your address in, hit the button, you're done. And there's also the Connect section, which has all the links to our different profiles on social media and stuff for you to be able to come and interact with us between shows, which if you're really into the show, that's important while you're waiting for that new episode to come in 2 weeks. But we do hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And you enjoy spending time with your family and your loved ones. Yeah. Or if you're Mickey, you enjoy working another 70-hour week and probably breathing asbestos and who knows whatever else from people that you don't like all that much, but at least they're paying you?
No, I like them.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, look at that. A little positivity from Mickey. We're breaking that shell. Mm. We're filing away at that that cold pilgrim that came over on the Mayflower.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. She doesn't like it, but she's got to deal with
it. It's happening.
Yeah. So enjoy the holiday. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you when we are back in 2 weeks. So for a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Mickey. And we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
He's embarrassed.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.